This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham writer Randy Pink does not shy away from controversy. Her latest young adult novel, Girls Like Us, follows four teenage girls, three of whom are pregnant. The story is set in 1972. That was 1 year before Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Pink is a former WBHM staffer. A few years ago, she planned to write a story on abortion set in the present. But she explains when U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was appointed, she knew the court would skew more conservative, and that inspired her to set the story in the past. Also, some listeners might find parts of our conversation disturbing.
After Kavanaugh, I started to remember conversations I had with 80-year-old black women in my youth, family members, friends, who discussed the horror of young girls pregnant, having to go into the backwoods, never coming out. And I just started to feel with Kavanaugh that the pendulum was switching back to 1972. So I took every word I had and shot it back into the past where I feel that it belonged.
I'm thinking of timeline. You say this is summer of 2018.
Yes.
We're talking about this being published a little more than a year later. That seems like a pretty tight timeline to get a book out.
It was shockingly quick. With the Kavanaugh hearings, with the stress of being a stay-at-home mom in this ruby red state, I didn't know who to talk to about how I was feeling. So the book flowed out. It took about 31 days to finish, actually.
Reading the book, there are a couple of birth scenes, and they're not... I didn't consider them graphic compared to the real thing, but you'd also have themes. There's sexual abuse. There's incest. This is a young adult novel. How did you think about those topics, knowing that they would be part of the book and who the intended audience was?
I don't believe in protecting teenagers. Caveat to that is I write young adult. I'd say upper young adult. I don't give it to an 11-year-old kid. Especially in Alabama where I live, a lot of sex ed has been phased out. A lot of education about the consequences of strict laws, the consequences of sex even, have been eliminated for more of a pie-in-the-sky just don't do it approach, which, first of all, doesn't work. And I've spoken to a lot of teenagers since my first book, and a lot of teenagers get their sex ed from Teen Mom on MTV. So if I was going to write this book and be straight up with the 15, 16-year-old kid, I was going to balls to the wall straight up. If there's not sex ed, if there's not education in the classrooms, at least let them read a novel about it.
The story plays itself out in the early 70s, but then at the very end you have a chapter that's contemporary, and you have an author's note where in both those you clearly state your position about how you feel about the issue of abortion. Why did you feel the need to do that as opposed to just sort of leave the story where it is?
That was always the plan. I know that last chapter is kind of jarring, shocking, like, whoa, what? This is a totally different book. But I wanted to highlight, yes, 1972 was decades ago. Yes, they had different music, different styles, different everything. But the exact same girl can exist today if that pendulum swings back to 1972 and these laws, especially Alabama's, which is the strictest, on the table. If those things happen, we're right back there. The backwood abortion comes right back. The neighbor with the concoction to fix your problem, little girl, comes right back.
Randy Pink is a young adult author. Her book, Girls Like Us, comes out today.